You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, I interviewed Jay Dupreez about the newly releasing queer anthology Rainbow Stars Unite, a collection of stories exploring queer identities within short fiction and poetry. Here it is.
What was the process of creating the book? Was it, because it's a compilation of multiple writers, was it everyone writing it together, or was it stories from different times? What was that like?
Yeah, no, great question. And I think this is one of the things that makes this whole project quite different, is that we decided to do it all via workshops. So rather than, I don't know if you've submitted to literary magazines or those sorts of things, it feels quite competitive and even sometimes a bit like, oh, you're still left feeling like you're not good enough. We kind of went in with the assumption that everyone does have something quite useful to say and interesting to say. And sometimes we're not comfortable with sharing our story. I guess as queer people, you kind of can feel a bit trained to naturally redact yourself in everyday life. And through having workshops with other queer people and being able to share stories and then sort of critique in a more respectful, safe way. That's so through a succession of workshops, that's how we kind of brought it all together. But everyone came at it from quite different genres and backgrounds, different ages. So we kind of just put the word out and saw whoever came along.
Was it first-time writers, or was it established writers, or was it kind of a mix of both?
A bit of a mix, yeah. It's myself and my fellow organisers, it's Hidea Dunning and Jamie Sands, both have published some in magazines, some Jamie's prolific, I think some traditional and some self-published work. I've published a novel and some short stories through an indie publisher rather, so traditional publishing. So we've got that. Then within the group there are, a bit of a mixed bag, sometimes absolutely first-time writers, but some pretty cool stuff coming from those new writers, and I know at least one person is about to have a novel coming out, so yeah, mixed bag.
Wow, that's so exciting. That must have been really interesting for everyone to learn in the workshop, also from each other as well and everyone's experiences. Was that something you found was happening quite a bit? Was it like a space to help emerging writers kind of connect with different types of people in the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, certainly. I think some people came, for instance, Hidea is also a playwright and among many other things, and so could talk to that if anybody had questions about that, or things like accessing funding or who's a good editor. So yeah, some of those practical functional things are quite good, but it really gives you the sense that there is a way forward, or there are ways to get your stories out there that you can feel kind of isolated from, I think, without community. And writing is by its nature a bit of a solitary pursuit, so I quite enjoy having that community to work with.
With writing being, like you said, a solitary pursuit, what was it like to make decisions with what the final product is going to be, what the final art is going to be, if there's so many people involved? Like, how did you decide on what themes to write about or what to even discuss in the book?
So to some extent with my fellow organizers, we had to make some calls. And I think as between the three of us, we're all we've got a good sense of what works, but we tend to agree quite happily on things. So we decided on sort of structures on how to give the feedback, how to, what to expect. I think priming people a bit with what to expect from, we did get an external editor, for instance. So that kind of worked all right. In terms of the theme, from the outset, we decided on going with the Progress Pride flag as the theme, and with the thought that some people might want to take a color from the palette and write in that direction, or some people took the idea of progress in general, or just kind of some sort of queer joy, I guess. But so that was sort of the very loose kind of framework that we had, and it's gone into, we've got poetry, we've got literary stuff, we've got high fantasy, we've got werewolves on K Road. It's completely and like each one very interesting and unique, and I think it's one of those things like you go, gosh, isn't this fortunate to be part of to have a reason to be connected to so many different kinds of people with so many different views. But then also in reading the work, you go, actually, I see myself even in these kind of very different kinds of stories. So yeah, no, that was good. I wondered if I have you heard of Lil O'Brien?
She is
writer of a novel. a memoir called Not That I'd Kiss a Girl. And she's also been involved in a compilation of essays called Otherhood. So she's pretty cool. So, and she agreed to write us a foreword. So I wondered whether it would be worth reading a little bit from that, because I just saw...
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. So she said, as queer people, we're experts at changing pronouns in our minds and reading meaning into lyrics or sifting through clues to someone's sexuality. Katie Tunstall had me puzzled for years after singing Suddenly I See. I mean, you can't just open a song with the line, her face is a map of the world, and not be queer. That's just illegal. Anyone who came of age in the early noughties or before is probably intimately familiar with this kind of subtextual reading. We had to build our own narrative underneath the canon, find meaning in a glance, and read more into a relationship than the creator probably intended. We dug through popular culture like archaeologists sifting dirt to try and find something valuable we could keep. I remember becoming an expert at sniffing out the slightest whiff of potential lesbianism and just from the 110 character film description in my parents' Sky TV magazine.
Oh my God, what an excellent forward. Are you kidding? Oh my gosh, that is... This whole process itself sounds incredibly unique. Were there any surprises or anything unexpected, or anything you learned really through this creative process?
Learning more about my fellow writers, I feel like it's like there's a whole spectrum of queer, and I feel like sometimes we feel like I'm really on the vanilla end of this whole spectrum. I feel like I'm learning so much about, even down to things like I now know like the best like gluten-free options for people, so all sorts of diversity. People are surprising, but in wonderful ways. And I've really enjoyed meeting them and spending time with them.
That's so wonderful. It sounds like a community, not just for writers, but also just as people itself. I mean, we know that queerness is community is so important for us queer people. So it sounds like you could have a scope in that within the writing field as well. So it's really awesome to hear.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's been pretty special as a process. So yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, writers, it's community is so important, I think, for writers, really. I think it's what keeps the engine going, yeah.
Speaking of community, the proceeds for this are going to Outline. How come Outline? Why choose Outline to support?
Really in depth. they responded when we said, look, we'd like to pick a charity, and they said, great. You know, they've been hit with some tough times themselves, but for anyone that doesn't know, Outline provides counselling and support services over the phone and on chat, and I think do look them up. But yeah, important and increasingly important in the current political climate that we have access to good services around New Zealand. So you know, very keen to support them, and we've been fortunate with funding so that we could cover our costs, so that actually the proceeds of sales will go to Outline rather than being topped up. So we've had a really good run, and not least because of a lot of work by, I have to say, Hiria in particular, chasing down all the funding applications. So we've had a good team.
That's really, really awesome. And yeah, I agree, it's important to support Outline, especially needing those resources at this time is so crucial, and this year especially.
Yes.
So
yes,
definitely. Goodness. I guess my final question to wrap it up is, where can people find the book? When does it come out? And where can people see to find out more information?
Yeah, great. Well, as this is going to air on Saturday, we are launching today at Studio One, Toy 2, Ponsonby Road, 7 p.m. As far as I know, it's sold out, but there may be a wait list. But you know what, just send us a DM and we'll get you in somehow. So we've got the launch in person happening Saturday night, 7 p.m. But books are also available, ebooks. I think pre-orders are live. So I think it's at bookstoread.com/rainbowstarsunite. Or just find me on Instagram, and there's a link tree there. So j.f.dupree on Instagram. And other than that, Jamie, who's the other organizer, in fact owns a bookstore And from that bookstore called Blue Heels Books, which is in Parnell Rise, we will have physical copies from 28th of Feb onwards. So if nothing else, know that you can go and visit that bookstore in Parnell.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.